This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, Dave's back.
Hello, how are you? That's good. I was worried that you'd be sad that I was away, but you clearly weren't because you had Marty Guilfoyle, superstar DJ, to
keep
the company.
Here
we go. I hope you enjoyed his company. He is now gone. I have returned. Okay? And he will never come back unless I go on another holiday, which I am thinking about.
Yeah, really? How much annual leave do you have left?
I have a good bit, in fairness, but I was thinking of like...
I have 4 days or something.
Yeah, but in fairness, I was thinking like, I was looking through the calendar. I was like, actually, you're off quite soon. You're off that week.
I have a Monday off for the island trip.
Yeah,
and then I have
coming up,
like a 4 day or for my cousin's wedding in Madrid at the end August.
Yeah. Actually, do we book Padraig in for that?
I'm not too sure.
It's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday at the end of August.
End of August. Let me have a look.
I don't think we did.
It just has Emma off, so we'll get Padraig in.
Perfect.
I'll feel nearly be back then.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this as well. So I was like, what if I also took that week and went somewhere with Pippa and then we all come back?
As a big gang. That's fun.
But you're off on the fucking Monday.
Yeah, well, you see, the rule in radio is you're not allowed to take any time off in September and Monday's the 31st of August.
But, like, we're hardly going to kick off a show on Tuesday, like.
Ah, sure, why not? I can't change it. The feckin' wedding's on the Sunday, or on the Saturday. Anyway, yeah, I'm not leaving until the Monday, Saz.
Where's the wedding?
It's outside Madrid. It's like up in the mountains outside Madrid. Yeah, it should be good. Should be a bit of crack.
What
I'm doing as well? Because it's kind of in a rural part. My aunt was like, you should probably rent a car, really. And we were like, grand. Now the talk is, so me and Jack are going to rent like a tiny little car just for the two of us. We're going to hire a people carrier for my sister and her husband and the two kids as well.
Oh my God.
Sounds like chaos, Billy.
What's it called? A Galaxy, a Ford Galaxy.
Mm.
That's what my mum used to drive. God, it was miserable looking.
Yeah,
I can't imagine being an adult and not having a cool car.
I know. Emer always slags me. She just takes a bit. They've got, imagine you're a mountain, you drive a people carrier. I'm like, shut up. I'm never, ever going to drive a people carrier. I don't care if they're sitting in each other's laps and I get stopped by the guards all the time. Yeah. I'm not driving a people carrier.
Yeah, no, I can't. I will have it, even though my car is a 5-door, but I'd love to have a 3-door and to be like, no, get in. I'm not getting
the baby, trying to get out of the baby seat in the back. Sort yourself out. Right, go on. See you Monday. Have a lovely weekend.
Let's go. Turn up.
Spin.
All I need is Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome back, Davey.
Do you remember me?
Do you remember me, do you?
Do you remember I used to work here?
I don't even recognise you with that tan.
I don't recognise you with the blonde hair.
I know, it's all gone mad around here, isn't it?
Oh my God.
I feel like I haven't seen you in years. You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to be back, lad. I never honestly felt like I'd be excited to go back to work.
I know. Do you know what Marty said yesterday at this very time?
Oh, Marty.
Do you know what he said?
Go on. What did your new best friend, Marty Guilfoyle, or G, as she calls him, what did G say?
He said, and you're going to hate yourself now because he was so nice. He said, I know I'm here and all, but I really miss Dave on the show.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Every 7 o'clock, Marty would come on the show and say, good morning, you're doing great. You've got enough, you've done it. It's like, this is the exact polar opposite
today.
Well,
you've had it very well for the last couple of weeks, but I'm back, baby. It's all about negativity up in here. There'll be no, you're doing very well for being up. How dare you?
How dare you
like Guilfoyle over me?
There was someone on the girly quiz yesterday, actually, the phone a female, and I thought I was being a bit lenient to give them an answer. Like, the phone a female didn't quite get it. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I was kind of just, my thoughts out loud, like, I don't know if this is a bit lenient to give it to him. And the phone a female said, ah, look, it's not Dave, give it to him.
I kind of love that. I did hate one thing, though. I did have a little listen to the podcast yesterday.
Oh, did you know?
Oh.
And just to the intro. I didn't listen to the show or anything, but just to the intro. Yeah. We do a little bespoke intro for you. We're very good to you. Every single morning. And it was Emma going, what was your favourite thing about the show? And Guilfoyle, the typical Guilfoyle fashion. I got to work with my best friend.
Oh.
Shut up, Martin, for God's sake. Anyway, I'm back, baby. Let's do it.
Welcome back, Davey. Normality has resumed on Fully Charged. Welcome in. Dave is back this morning.
It's good to be back, guys. Good to be back.
Guys, I've had a terrible morning. I love that I can just moan again because Dave's back.
Why could you not do that with Guilfoyle?
Not really.
Is he too positive?
He'd find a positive spin on everything. But I know that you'll get
one
me
worry
on this.
You don't have to have with me.
I was asked by Jack last week, Is there any chance when you're going to work next Friday, I could get a lift as far as town? Because I need to go to the airport. I said, no problem.
Wanted to go to town?
I just want to go to town. I got a bus from there.
Oh,
no,
that was nice.
No bother. That's grand, no worries. And I stupidly said, sure, depending on the time, I could probably give you a lift, but I need to be back to be in work for like 10 past six. Mm. He was like, yeah, yeah. No more was said about it. The same lad went off out last night on his work summer barbecue.
Oh, savage.
Strolled in home at 11:45.
Sorry,
I texted him.
Where is he going?
He's going to Spain to watch the World Cup with his friend. And England aren't even playing this weekend.
What?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, before the matches were announced of the dates, they were like, sure, we'll go over to Spain for a weekend and watch the match. And England aren't even
That's
playing.
That's a very single person yeah, thing to do, isn't it?
And they're both like in very serious relationships, but good on them. What's kind of funny
good
is...
Good on them, as she says through grit and teeth.
Good on them. They're going to have a fantastic weekend, the pair of them. What's quite funny about it though as well is, actually this is a good one, his dad's going and so is his friend's dad. So like their dads are friends through their friendship since they were kids.
So,
okay?
So the four of them are going.
So the four of them.
That'd be crazy.
So this is the thing though. He was out at his work summer drinks last night and he came back sure full of the joys of life. And I was like, I need to go to sleep. This is ridiculous. Why are you talking to me right now? It's 11:45. And he was like, everyone thinks I'm such a legend going away for the World Cup. And I was
God.
And he was laughing like.
Sometimes he's so bloody English.
And I was like, do they now? And he was like, yeah, I just left out the bit that I'm going with my dad. I didn't tell them the dads were going.
That's cute though.
So off they went. They were going off this morning. He's meeting his pal over there. But what I said to him last night, I said, you haven't packed yet. And I'm telling you now, if we don't leave the house at 5:20, I simply won't have time to bring you to the airport. I get up at 5:00, no sign of him. I said, Jack, we're leaving.
No sign. You sleep in the same
bed.
He
went to the spare room.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did. He went to the spare room because he was just up wandering all night.
Right, okay.
And so I said, you know, we need to get going in the next 20 minutes. He was like, he's got the long hair now. He said, okay, grand, I'll have a shower, but I won't wash my hair. It's like, that is the most womanly thing I've ever heard you say in my life.
It really is.
And I have to say, respect to men. In 45 seconds, he had thrown what he needed to throw into a bag and he was packed. Yeah. And we were in the car and on the way to the airport at 5:20. But wait, I just feel like I'm such a good girlfriend. €14 for the poor tunnel lads. The neck.
€14?
€14.
At what time?
Well, I was passing back through just after six, so I got caught with £14.
Oh my God.
I remember the days when it was a tenner and that was a rob.
I do remember when it was a tenner, but my God, I didn't
realize quid
at 6 a.m.
It's a joke, and you have to go to 80 kilometres an hour.
Was there many people in there?
There was a few, and tipping away at 72 kilometres an hour, and you can't overtake. And oh, Jesus.
Emma, you absolutely wasted your money there, because I live close enough to the airport in Santry, and
I could have stayed at yours.
Not at all. I wasn't at home last night. No comment.
he pulled his own girlfriend.
But it's 14 minutes from my house, which is near the Omni shopping centre, into work.
The worst thing you could have done was bring up the airport, Emma, because you know as soon as you know I only live 14 minutes from it.
You're going to miss me when I leave.
And this one time I got the bus and I walked straight through the airport straight onto the plane. Callum, what you don't have is yourself in your life in the same way I have you in my life. So I pay €14 to try and keep on your good books.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So you can come back to me and go, it's only 14 minutes.
You were 15 minutes late, so you're already in my bad books.
Exactly. And if I hadn't taken the poor tunnel, what kind of form would you be with me this morning?
I would have been all right because you went through Santry.
Ah, lads, it's good to be back.
It's so good to be back.
You're both so weird. I've missed you. Everything has changed since I came back.
I know.
This is since I went away.
We're in a different studio as well. It's mad.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
First, today, though, I would like to talk about, even though it's June, this movie.
Where are you, Christmas? Why can't I find you?
Oh,
what's her name again? Taylor.
Oh. That's a good question.
She's Jenny in Gossip Girl.
Is she?
Yeah, Taylor Momsen.
Well done. Well done. Still as sharp as ever.
Thank you. Yes, so The Grinch.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey apparently in talks to return for a Grinch sequel.
How many years has it been since the first Grinch? You might not know off the top of your head, but it feels like that's a long ass time ago.
24 years?
Yeah.
Is it 24 years?
Yeah.
Released in the year 2000? Or 2002,
I think.
Wow,
yeah.
Oh my God, okay.
That's nuts. Well, apparently he's going to return, which is interesting because he kind of always has talked in interviews about how tough that role was.
And I'd say it's tough on the voice as well.
Yeah, probably. So its original director, Ron Howard, is coming back as well, apparently, anyway. Universal Pictures and Imagine Entertainment are backing the untitled live-action sequel. So he said, obviously, in many interviews, but he said in a 2024 interview, that he was interested in returning as the Grinch, if he could do it via motion capture. And I was like, what is motion capture?
Tell me, what is that? Yeah,
it's like Avatar. So like, you do actually act it out, but like, it's like basically a camera on your face with a load of little dots so they can just CGI
it.
Well,
this though become, if they don't do the Grinch kind of, because he was kind of crusty, wasn't he? And it was very much was a costume and stuff, and that's kind of maybe what was the allure. Like, is that like, you know, the way we got the new trailer for the new Shrek film, and people are giving out stink about the animation being almost too good versus the original Shrek?
No, I don't think that's motion capture though, is it?
No, that's pure animation. The reason why it's motion capture, and you did say it earlier as well, it was the prosthetics, it was the costume.
Well, that's what he said. Yeah, he said it was the most excruciating process in the world. He said apparently on his first day it was 8 hours of makeup.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And then he was like, he basically went to quit and he was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And then they were like, right, we'll get it down to 3 hours, and that's what they
but
did.
But like, an 8 hour workday is that someone's average workday, so by the time you get the makeup on there, you're just sitting there, and then you have to start, you'd be wrecked. And the process of getting it off
he
as well.
Talked about, I know he talked in interviews about, like, basically it's because it's so much hair as well, and so, but he had to de-stress. So what he was told to do was to just smoke. So he just smoked.
God, 2002 was a different time.
Really, really long cigarette because of the hair. It was nuts. So apparently the original film, which we all know and love, $345 million worldwide, became the highest grossing film domestically. It says here in the year 2000. So
yeah, it was 2000. I was like, 26 years ago, yeah.
Crazy.
Which is nuts. Now, it's not officially greenlit yet, the sequel. It's potentially in development. But the main creative team from the original, so Carey, Howard, and someone else, they are expected to return if negotiations are completed.
Oh my God. It's kind of incredible that after all this time, they haven't considered a sequel till now. Because like, loads of these because
he hated it so much.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But he apparently just kept saying to himself when he, you know, filmed it, he was basically just like, do it for the kids.
Fair play.
Which is
fair
unreal.
Play. That's really cute.
About
really
10 cool. years ago, they did an animated version of it from the guys that made the Minions, Illumination, and it was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yes!
Weird.
I went and saw it, actually.
Did
it
you?
Was fine, but I wasn't Nothing. Expecting it to be as kiddie as
yeah,
it was.
It was real kiddie, and it was, you just make the comparisons to the Jim Carrey stuff.
Well, Dave, you can't, I mean, are you done?
Yeah.
You can't wrap up a story about the Grinch and not do some Grinch stuff. You are a resident Grinch voiceover on this show. What are you talking about? Do a bit of Grinching for us. We missed you. It's been 2 weeks. I haven't had a Trump or a Grinch.
I don't know how to do the Grinch anymore.
Come on.
I don't even know what to say.
Let's take a classic kind of Grinch quote.
I read me mention who? I hate you. Hate, hate, hate. Hate, hate, hate. Double hate.
Load. Okay, I'm going to hand you over that quote, and come on, do your best Grinch now. Put a bit of pressure on Jim Carrey.
Oh my God, I can't remember how to do this.
Yes, you can.
Aaron B. Benson. Wow, fantastic. Oh no, wait, that's Trump.
Aaron B. Benson, who? I hate you. Hate, hate, hate. Double hate. Loathe entirely.
Yes! Wow.
Okay, keep going.
Let's take another.
All right. You're a reindeer. Here's your motivation. Your name is Rudolph. You're a freak with a red nose and nobody likes you. Then one day, Santa picks you and you save Christmas.
I love the way he said, Christmas.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You know what I love the most of all this? It's such a crime that we aren't on telly right now, because you have to see what Dave's mouth does when he's doing the Grinch. It goes mad.
It's like as if I have gauzes in both sides of my mouth.
Incredible.
All right, you're a reindeer. Here's your motivation. Your name is Rudolph. You're a freak with a red nose. Nobody likes you. Then one day, Santa picks you and you save Christmas.
Yes! All right, let's do another.
4 o'clock.
Yes.
Follow in self-pity.
The best one.
4:30. Stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock. Solve world hunger.
Tell no one.
5:30. Jazzercise. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again.
Oh, that's one of your best ones.
I really just agree with him on everything. He is my personality. Okay, here we go.
4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, jazzercise. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again.
And one more for the road.
7 o'clock, wrestle with myself. Loathing.
I'm booked.
course, if I want the loathing to nine, I could still be done in time to lay in bed, stare at the ceiling, and slip slowly into madness. But what would I wear?
I've never done this one.
What would I wear?
Wrestle with myself. Loathing. I'm booked. Of course, if I bump the loathing to nine, I could still be done to lay in bed, stare at the ceiling, slip slowly into madness. But what would I wear?
Is he English?
Went very Snape there.
Yeah, I did invade it. He's back, baby. Dave is back on the show, and just after eight, we gave him a big welcome. Ian was in touch on the back of Dave's big return, and I'm nervous because, Ian, we have to be nice to him. It's his first day back.
You're nervous. I'm nervous. Whenever Ian's on, he calls me a pathetic little man.
That's what I'm saying. It makes me nervous. We have to be nice to Dave. Don't you know that?
Yeah, he might scare me off. I might go back to Greet.
Here's Ian.
It was nice to have a real man on the radio for a while, but I'll be honest. I did miss the pathetic little man that is David. There you go, David. Don't say I never compliment you.
Hey.
I don't care, man. You're still barred.
Summer's number one hit music station. Now, Dave is back on the show this morning.
Hello.
And it's hard to believe how much has happened over the last couple of weeks. Bit of housekeeping. Fill you in a few bits. With the World Cup underway, Dave, in your absence, we conducted the largest ever, we're saying that, we don't know if it's true, World Cup sweep. We're saying in terms of distance.
Because I was about to be like, well, it's 40, what,
80,
teams, 48
yeah,
teams.
Yeah.
Like, I'd imagine there's probably another one that's 48.
We're saying geographically,
okay?
We're spanning all of Dublin County, surrounding counties, etc. And 48 teams have been allocated to us here and then to like 45 people listening.
Certain listeners have certain teams.
Exactly.
That's savage.
Yeah, so it's really good fun.
What do they win?
What do they win, Callum?
There are some cinema passes in there. We've also teamed up with McDonald's, who are a FIFA World Cup official sponsor, with a load of World Cup merch, Just Eat vouchers, McDelivery vouchers. So much for the winner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a good few bits going on. Just to talk you through it. So, Tanya, she was drawn Algeria.
Give me an A, give me an L, give me a G, E, R, give me an I, give me an A, give me an Algeria.
Yay.
Wow. I love her.
Then Owen, he got Colombia and he recorded it with his class at school, his encouragement
Stop.
For Colombia.
Let's go, Colombia.
This is so cool.
Tony got Scotland.
Ho, hey, ho, here we go. Scotland, Scotland, steal the show. Come on, Scotland.
So hold on, you didn't just give them a team, you gave them homework as well.
No, that was their own choice. They really got involved in that, didn't they, Callum?
I literally, when we drew the teams, some people we spoke to and then some people I just WhatsApped and I asked them, send us a voice note supporting your team if you want. And I got loads back. It's
yeah,
real.
So cool.
Nicky
got Spain.
Espanol, 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 Espanol.
Holly got Portugal.
Up the Portugal.
And then
Holly's a bit more my speed, I think. Yeah. Up the Portugal.
We need to let you know, David Hammond, you drew Ghana.
What? Oh, in the fully charged one.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
in
the work one you got
Australia.
Yeah, so not two not good teams really.
Ghana, okay. I think they played the other day.
Yeah, they're in England's group.
How did they do?
I think they didn't win.
Okay. I got USA. USA.
Did
USA,
it?
I did.
I believe that we will win.
Aisling got Morocco.
Come on, Morocco. Do me proud.
And then
Aisling's back. What's going on?
And then we had to make a very difficult call to a guy called Jack, not my Jack.
Oh, no.
It was tough.
He got England, didn't he?
This. That's his encouragement for his team. That was his live reaction.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Totally fair
enough. Yeah, he said he will reluctantly accept the prizes if they win. But just,
oh God, imagine.
I know.
Win.
I know. Dave, I'm listening. I'm living with someone. I'm living with someone who was screaming down the telly the other night. It's very difficult at the moment.
God.
Yesterday we had to do a fully charged cleanse and play the national anthem because I had to talk about what happened in the house the night before when England won 4-2.
That's excellent.
The other thing that's going on is obviously there's loads of stories coming out from the World Cup. You're probably aware of these, Dave. I'm sure you were following it all while you were away, were you? Like watching all the games and stuff.
But not the late ones, obviously, but because in Greece they're 2 hours ahead.
No
so,
way!
Even as late as it was here that the match was on.
Even later.
Yeah. In Greece.
One of my favourite stories coming out of it so far is this guy, a local guy from Massachusetts. His name is Mike Morrison. Have you seen anything about this?
No.
This was all about the Scottish team when they first arrived last week. So he is a local guy, lives in this estate, but the house across the road is an Airbnb. And he was woken up one morning to this. And instead of complaining, he filmed this scene, which was the house across the road, decked out in Scotland flags, should I say, every window covered up with Scotland flags. And Literally was like, in the dawn of night, the Scots have arrived.
I feel like I'm in Balmoral.
Yes. And he had such a ball with them. They invited him over for a drink the next day. They got really friendly, new friendships. He was cooking them dinners, going over to their house, like vice versa. And he got really famous on the back of it, this guy Mike, and the Scots who were living across the road, Sky News and all, were talking to him.
To see these majestic creatures in the wild outside their native habitat, it was breathtaking. Lo and behold, the lads had come out and one of them broke out some bagpipes and started wailing.
And every morning, the Scots, while they were staying there, they'd wake the whole neighbourhood up at 6 a.m. and no one complained.
Brilliant.
Everyone would come out and be like, good morning, Scotland fans.
That's,
you know,
so funny.
On day four of this being so viral on this guy Mike's Twitter, he got a ticket to the Scotland game.
Fantastic.
And went with them.
Like James Brown, I live in America, so I am going with USA A-OK for sure. But little did I know, I'd be falling in love overnight with Scotland. To see people like having a bit of fun, even rivals, and just enjoying the revelry, it's a great moment and I'm enjoying it.
I love what he said as well. He was doing an interview and he said, if there's one thing I've learned, if you can't have fun with the Scots, that's you, that's the problem.
I do like, you know, obviously we're not there at this World Cup, but I'm okay with Scotland being the most beloved fans
100%.
Of this tournament.
Me too.
They're great.
Me too. But I'm also, obviously, I got bored, you know, very emotional the other day, Dave, with the Cape Verde stuff. I got really into that.
Did you?
It was tough.
Diego Lopez.
Yeah, Jesus. And the goalie crying. Terrible sad. Terrible sad. God love him. Khaki kid now, it's finished. Olivia Dean and Baby Steps and Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and she will be rocking into Dublin this weekend.
Lads, I actually got a ticket.
I'm so happy for you.
I got a ticket.
Yeah.
Cost me mad money, but I got a ticket.
That's amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I got a ticket as well the other day, and I got a t-shirt. You know the t-shirts? Because from her song, Nice to Each Other. It's like, if we go to Italy, but it says, if we go to Dublin. And I got not one, two messages from people listening to this show when I put it on Instagram saying, I mean, that's a bit mean on Dave. He's looking for a ticket. And the other girl said, I hope Dave is hidden from your story.
Oh, that's cute. I didn't see it because at the time I didn't have a ticket.
I know. And I say, you were like, for God's sake.
For God's sake.
That wretch is off to Olivia Dean and I'm not. But I'm so happy you're sorted. It's going to be such a good gig.
It's
good news as well. The weather is meant to be crap today, but tomorrow looks really nice. So it should be lovely for the Marley
Unreal.
Park.
Unreal.
Yeah, in the sunshine. I just
woke up. Spins on. You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Good morning. Would you look who's back?
Hello.
The prodigal son has returned.
Here I am. The favourite is here. Do you know what? I'm just realising I have a lot of emails.
Oh, do you now?
Well, a lot of emails for me. I'm pretty sure my amount of emails that I got for the entire 10 days that I was away is probably equal to the amount of emails Callum gets in a day.
Okay, go on.
177.
177 is quite a lot of emails.
And they're all crap.
Are they?
They're all crap.
Anything of interest?
Literally, like, there's only one thing that's a bit of interest and I pinned it to the top and it's just Callum talking about the Radio Awards. And that's it. Everything else. And sorry, no offence if you've emailed me in the last 10 days, but it's crap. Nothing interesting at all. Oh, look, 3 days ago there was cake on the fifth floor.
Yeah, delete.
On the first floor. Yeah, delete that. I don't need to know that.
Yeah. Did you get the email about the summer barbecue? You need to RSVP to Lauren. She's dying for proper RSVPs.
Don't worry, yeah. I did RSVP to
You missed out. They were doing Olivia Dean ticket giveaways yesterday, but you're sorted.
I am sorted.
Yeah, that's
Were
fine.
They?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you missed that email.
Okay.
That's why you have to check your emails while you're away in case they're doing a draw for tickets to something.
I did. I was emailing with someone external. While I was on holidays, and I did have the Outlook app open while lying on a sun lounger, and I was like, this is just not
That's
right.
That's not the way
it's
things should
right.
be.
So anyway, 177, I'm down to 85 left to read. Nothing of interest yet, but I will let you know.
Amazing. You know, I'm seeing your side profile. We're sitting differently today. You've done a really nice clean shaving
I
job
know.
I to your beard, man.
I figured out how to shave.
That's amazing.
While I was away. I'm
you need
a real
to go to Greece
now.
More.
I know.
That is a perfect line. Callum, have you seen his shaving? Look at his neck.
Oh,
very,
I'm a
look
very grown
at
up.
That.
Very good. I know. Thank you.
And you actually have a proper beard.
I don't really, in fairness.
You
like,
do.
I did learn how to shave it because I watched a TikTok. So, look.
Guys.
I'm back. I'm looking great. You wouldn't know. This is radio.
I learned how to do GHD curls because of TikTok.
Nice.
What have you learned on TikTok? Oh, it's 7711138. No, the Tricky 10 is on the way in the next few minutes. And Dave ranks too. Tricky. Welcome on in to the Tricky 10. Our first of two players this morning is Becky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Bad. Great to have Dave back, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, good. Guys, I feel so loved.
I know, it's nice. Nice to get a big welcome back.
God, did you? Marty must have been terrible. I'm getting such a lovely, warm welcome back.
No, Becky, are you just delighted to have a bit of negativity back?
Yeah, it's lovely.
I'm not negative. I am real. I'm a realist. Becky, what is the story with you for the day? You said you were pulling into your work car park. What is work for you?
It is airline catering company.
Interesting.
Airline catering.
Oh my God.
What's the deal with airplane food? So that was a really niche joke.
Oh, Dave, this gives you a good excuse to talk about the fact that you were on your holidays. Did you get anything on the plane?
I don't think I did. No, I only just got, I think I just got drinks. So do you provide food for like multiple Irish airlines?
Yes, as well as ones for like outside of Ireland.
Oh, okay. Which is good in fairness because Irish food is genuinely quite good.
Mm.
I'd know I was away, you see.
What's it like when you go away? What's it like on a plane?
Being away is fantastic. But are you one of the companies that make the paninis? Because they're my favourite.
Oh, I love the chips on a Ryanair flight, even though they're...
The chips?
Oh, I love them.
I've never gotten chips in my life on a flight.
Bowls, they're amazing.
But we don't know.
Okay. She's keeping her cards close to her chest. And you know what? That's fair enough. But I'm trying to work out what airline she could possibly... We're all thinking, what is it?
She doesn't make the paninis. Like,
yeah.
Not anything interesting.
Yeah.
It's probably Lufthansa or something like that. Anyway, Becky, welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock and Dave will ask you your 10 questions this morning. Becky, each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and that answer, if correct, won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer, but if you don't know an answer, you might as well give it a guess because you know it will be something between 1 and 10. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, you'll win your way to Westlife at the Surrey Arena. Are you a fan?
Unreal.
I am, yeah.
Oh, it'd be so fun. It'd be such a good gig. If you answer all 10 questions correctly in the next few minutes, we will give you $2,000 on the spot this morning. The score to beat at the moment is Grace. She's top of the leaderboard. She got a 7 in 55 seconds. But we know you can beat that. The best of luck.
Becky, here we go.
Thank you.
Ready to play?
I am.
The Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. How many millimetres are there in a centimetre?
10.
In what year in secondary school would you sit the Leaving Cert?
6.
England scored how many goals against Croatia in their first World Cup match this year?
4.
Clondalkin is in the postcode Dublin 20. What? Dublin 20?
21.
What is 10% of 70?
7.
A horror film about deadly spiders is called What Legged Freaks? Spiders.
8.
How many people were there in the band Westlife when they launched?
5.
To create a plait, how many sections of hair would you need?
3.
What number features at the end of the word bone, phone and alone? Spell them out. What's the number at the end? Bone, phone, alone.
What is
one.
It?
Yeah, well
okay,
done,
nice
well
one.
Done.
All right, very good, Becky. How'd you feel you did there?
I don't know.
It's hard, isn't it?
Actually being on plane. Yeah.
Everyone says that. Okay, let's top them up and see how you did, Becky.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow!
Oh, that's top the leaderboard.
Top of the leaderboard.
Oh my God, Becky, congratulations.
That's so
unreal.
Good. And the other thing to say is you only got one question wrong because we never got to the 10th question. So you got 8 out of 9. Only one thing caught you, and I know it was wrecking your head because you took your time trying to work it out. Clondalkin is actually in Dublin 22.
I think you
said Dublin 21.
I would have said Dublin 24.
Okay. That's the only one that caught you out this morning, and if you got to number 10, you never know, you could have got a 9 as well.
Oh my God, that's unreal.
You are brilliant. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
At least that's over now, Becky. You don't have a thing to worry about ever again.
Until next time.
Mind yourself, and we'll see how the other player gets on tomorrow and later on today and all. And you never know, the
tomorrow
Westlife tickets
Saturday.
Could be yours. Oh my God, there's only one game left. We'll see how the player gets on after 9. You could top the leaderboard this morning.
Best of luck, Becky.
Hopefully. Thank
see you.
You.
Bye.
There I was thinking it was Thursday. Wow. What a joy. What
it's
a nice surprise.
It's a great day for you. I'm back and it's Friday.
Oh my God. I genuinely did not. I just don't know what came over me there. Also, I want to apologise. I double incorrected by accident. My apologies. She only got the one wrong.
I enjoyed Becky. Fair play to her. She has topped the leaderboard. But would you like to try and beat her score and win those Westlife tickets? Right now, she has them. But you could take them off. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
After 9 o'clock this morning on Dave's Big Return, you could win yourself that €2,000 as well if you get all 10 questions correct. So, as he said, drop us a WhatsApp with the word Tricky. 087-711-1038.
Dave
Stand by.
On the way.
We're going in the mix for the Naughty Threesome at 9 o'clock. Hip-hop and urban mix, courtesy of Marty Guilfoyle at 9 o'clock. Hey, I think primary schools are finishing up today.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. And you're going to ditch us now for the summer, aren't you? You are. Don't you dare. You get up in the morning and you say, Mammy, put a Lepsa on and put on Fully Charged. And that is what you do all summer, every day.
Put a Lepsa on. You're so old.
I just didn't want to set off everyone's smart speaker.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I don't think that worked. Do you remember Tig, what's his name on TikTok? He always Lepsa. Lepsa. It always works, doesn't it?
Oh, sugar, okay.
Anyway, for now though, welcome on in to one of my favourite parts of the week. I'm back, everybody. And my favourite part of the week is where I get to rank from 5 to 1 some of my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like lines from Fran and Love Hate, or transition sounds between 2.5 Men scenes. They were all good crack. Well, this week, it's not very niche, but it is fun. Because, obviously, while I was away in Crete, a one Marty Guilfoyle was filling in for me. So I decided, hey, why don't I rank superstar DJ's Marty Guilfoyle songs. So I welcome you to Dave Ranks Songs from Marty Guilfoyle.
Let's do this thing.
Now, going through Martin's songs, his
catalogue.
His catalogue, there is a lot of bad songs.
Ah,
but there
Dave.
Is some fantastic ones too.
Ah, come on now. Martin's got bangers, baby.
I kind of wish he was here because I'm going to slag him a lot. Do you know what I mean? I wish he was on the phone or something. That'd be great. Anyway, Martin, I know you'll listen back to this. You have some terrible songs. But Dave. You have some very good ones too. Now, number 5, 5th place. Just god awful, Marty. I don't know what you were thinking with this one. But it's this. Fuck it, don't stop it. Everybody get on the floor.
Sorry, that's a banger. It's a remix of Ciara's 1-2 Step. What is wrong with you?
I love the bit where he goes automatic, systematic.
Do you know what?
Funky
that's
fresh.
A tune.
Do you know what? I feel like I might have spoken too quick. Because it's just the start of it I don't like. It's Rocket, don't stop. Oh, shut up. But it gets into it. Like, the rest of the songs I've chosen, bangers.
Okay.
In fairness, that first one that I just played isn't totally his fault. That was with John Gibbons. So John Gibbons has to take some of the blame. 2 Step in 5th place. We move on to 4th place. So there is some bangers now, right? These are really, really good. On the team up with Donna Bissett? It's Wanna Get Down.
She's class as well, isn't she? She's got some voice.
In fairness. So I like that one. That was good. Wanna Get Down with Donna Bissett?
Bissett.
Wanna Get Down with Donna
Bissett. No John Gibbons there.
No John Gibbons there, no. I don't think John Gibbons features again on this Dave Ranks, unfortunately. All right, we move on to... Actually, Dave Ranks John Gibbons tunes. I should do that.
There you go.
That's really, really good. Okay, we move on to 3rd place for Dave Ranks songs from Marty Guilfoyle, the superstar DJ who was filling in for me while I was away, with Nicole O'Brien. I don't know this song very well, but when I heard the clip this morning, I was like, that's class. It's called Love at First Sight, and it sounds like this. Just good vibes.
That's an absolute banger.
That is summery.
Love at First Sight as well. Originally a Kylie Minogue song.
Ah!
So that's the sample of that song.
Does Marty have any of his own tunes? Like, does he have, like, I know...
There's a few, but there is some that are mixes from classics as well.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But he'll get other people to vocalise them as well. That was nice.
Very good. All right, well, we move into the top 2.
Let's do it.
For Dave Rank's songs by Marty Guilfoyle, the superstar DJ, on the team up with Conmac. Is Conor Mack something, obviously?
Yes.
He used to be in a group. It was Conmac and Marty.
Conmac and Marty. Yeah. I remember that.
Conor
that
Mack's
was
a lovely guy.
This is called Me and You.
Oh.
So good.
Woo! Nice this one. That's true.
That's a great one. There's probably a lot of people listening who are listening to these going, this is Marty Guilfoyle. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because they're really known tunes. Like, that is an absolute banger. But it's not number one. Number one is a song that I listen to in the gym.
Okay.
It is so good. It's my favorite Marty Guilfoyle song.
I think I know
Guilfoyle
where you're going with this because I love it too.
First place on Dave Rank's songs from superstar DJ Marty Guilfoyle. It's Hometown.
That is such a tune.
It's so good.
It's unbelievable.
That's a remix. That's with Chase and Abby.
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's not even a remix. Like, it's a collab.
Oh, it's a collab.
Like, they worked on it as a team.
My God, he's very well connected,
isn't
he?
He's good, isn't he?
Just really casually good. Doing a tune with Chase and Abby.
I'm just looking back here at his back catalogue on Spotify. The song here at number 5.
Oh, God, don't make me listen to it again.
That's his highest listened to song on Spotify. People love it, you mad thing. It has over 3.5 million streams.
Dear God.
Is that unbelievable?
He is a superstar DJ.
Yeah, well, one more time for number one, because I do think I need to get that on repeat today. It's so good. Big fan of that.
It's so good. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to Dave Ranks.
I'm sure Marty is fast asleep after the week of doing breakfast.
He's definitely going to listen back on the podcast. Marty, I'm sorry. Please be my friend still.
Noah Kahan with the Great Divides. Summer's number one hit music station. This is Finn.
If only there was a documentary about him.
Oh, I talked about that documentary while you were away loads and no one was shaming me for watching it. It was really nice.
I thought of that line while I was on the plane 2 holidays. It's like, next time we play Noah Kahan, I'm going to be like, if only there was a documentary. I've been wanting to do that for 2 weeks.
Well, you got it away.
I was in Devitt's last night singing along to Noah Kahan.
Well, there you go.
To Stick Season. The band that were playing Stick Season. And I was like, I know every single word of this song.
Can you please tell us, could you put in your Instagram story, tell us what you wrote into our group last night ahead of your first day back on the show today.
I have no idea.
And your first day back on the show was this morning after 10 days away. And he messages into our group saying, hey guys, I'm going to Devitt's. Just to let you know, tomorrow.
I'm going to have my best show ever.
And we were like, that is exactly what we need to hear right before we all go to bed. Dave rocking into Devitt's.
You should see Callum's reaction. It's on my Instagram story at Mr. David Hammond if you want to check it out. But I texted him and Callum just goes, this is not what I needed to see getting into bed. Just make it in. Please.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. Score weekly winning deals from McDonald's. Available exclusively on Just Eat.
There's me being like, oh, Dave will have loads for tomorrow now. He'll surely have loads of holiday stories to tell. The pressure will be off me.
Do you want to hear about Devon?
I was like, oh, for God's sake. Okay, right, let's see what the crack is. It's not going to be a nice day. There's no buttering that one up. It's meant to be quite miserable. And you can see again. It was lovely an hour ago, yeah, but it's miserable at the window now. I think the rain is coming in. But if you are heading to gigs over the weekend, including the likes of Olivia Dean, the weather looks pretty good, certainly for Saturday. For now, let's see what the crack is on the roads with Alex.
Morning, there is a crash at the airport.
He's back and hasn't told us a single bit of gossip about the holiday.
Hello, I am. It was great. End of. See you later.
Is that all you have to tell us? Come on. Did you have a good time? Did you get the upgrade? Remember on the show you were asking people how you get a hotel upgrade because you were staying in a fancy place and you wanted to get the best of the best?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you about the holiday.
Okay, so. Yay.
So we were telling you, like, I was telling you before we went that we paid a lot of money for this holiday and we were paying in installments and, you know, we were just really looking forward to going away.
Bit of a Clarina job.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. And we were looking forward to, because, like, this was like a 5-star resort that we didn't need to leave and we were just going to chill for the entire time. And I was like, I'd love an upgrade just to see if I could get one. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because if you had a radio show, you'd try and get an upgrade too.
Of course.
It'd be really, really nice.
Well, especially when you've got so many people with great suggestions that can message in on different little sneaky ways to get an upgrade,
exactly.
Which lots of people did.
To be honest, this 5-star resort, I feel like they glued on the 5th star.
Really? With Pritstick?
With Pritstick.
Yeah. Bit of sellotape wrapped up.
You blew, it would fall off.
Really?
I have to say,
the
right,
5th star wasn't worthy.
This place was, right, it's so bizarre to explain this place, right, because it's like they got the most expensive architect in the world.
Okay.
And then got the worst management company in the world.
Oh, sugar.
So it looks unbelievable.
Yeah.
But it's managed terribly. It's like Michael Scott levels of management.
Oh,
like, they're
my God,
just
okay.
horrendous. Everyone wanted to know on my Instagram, did I get the upgrade?
Of course.
Because obviously I was saying, we paid so much money. That was just for a basic room. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, maybe.
Didn't you set up the email, davereviewshotels@gmail.com?
Davereviewshotels, to kind of give you that little bit of an oomph of, oh, maybe we should give this guy an upgrade.
Yeah.
We arrived to the hotel. And we arrived to the room, which was a lovely room, but it was the room we paid for.
Aww.
It was a very nice room, but it was not an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And we arrived quite late at night. And so we were just having a look at the room and we were like, yeah, it's very nice. Can't see out. There was a balcony, which was nice, but you can't really see out.
Yeah.
We paid for a sea view room. So we were like, well, the sea must be right there.
Mm.
So anyway, we wake up the next morning to doof, doof, doof. I was like, what is that? So I went and opened the doors to the balcony. Not only did they not upgrade our room, I think they didn't like the fact that I emailed them at all. They put us on a building site.
Whoa.
opened the door to the thing and I was like, do you remember we got the sea view room? Yeah, and I was like, put the binoculars on, you can see the sea there. Squint really, really hard.
Ah, damn it.
And so I was like, ah, do you know what? It's fine. It's grand. We'll, you know, we're
first world problem.
Exactly.
We'll have fun.
We didn't get an upgrade, but that's absolutely fine. We were being cheeky anyway. So anyway, we move on with the hotel. The room being on the building site wasn't a great start. The pool bed situation, I cannot tell you. I've come back from the holiday really disliking the Brits. Because what is with you people? Do you know what? I'm going to do that on Monday. Things I've learned about the Brits.
It's from being around
from
them.
From being on holiday. But Callum, what is with your people? Because at 6 a.m. they're all up putting their towels on the beds, on the sunbeds.
They're all Callums. That's the problem. You're just all Callums.
I thought the stereotype was it was the German holiday makers that would do that. So it's the British
people.
Yeah,
no, it's all the Brits doing it. Oh. It's mad as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so that was that. And then also the music by the pool. Obviously, they're all Greek who work there, so they don't know English that well. So they're listening to music that they don't realise is completely AI.
No.
Not one normal song.
Oh, that's so
it's
bad.
It's all AI. And so that was
annoying. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
AI music, lads. Yeah. Needs to go.
Yeah. So did you leave the hotel at all?
Not really. But then, on one of the days, right, what they kept doing was they had these spa people.
Oh, lovely.
There was a spa in the hotel. Mm-hmm. But they kept trying to upsell you.
Mm.
Right? So they come around while you're just lounging and reading and sleeping and whatever and napping. And she'd come up and she'd have a chat with you for 10 minutes and then she'd try and sell you whatever. And I was just like, oh, for God's sake, I was like, have we done this for 3 days in a row now? I was like, can this stop?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So one day she arrives over, she talks away and I'm like, hello, yeah, how are you, yeah, Grant? And she goes away. And then the next day she, hello, how are you, Grant? Next day. And then she finally comes up the third day and I'm just like, oh my God, I can't deal with this. Mm. And so I just, hi, we're Grant, thanks. Mm. She was like, I'm just saying hello.
Oh, feisty,
and so
feisty.
I was just like, oh, okay. I was like, hi, or whatever, how are you? And she was like, I'm grand. And she has a chat. And I was like, listen, we're grand for massages. We're fine.
I don't want you to rub my feet.
I'm all good, whatever. And she's like, oh, okay. I was just having a conversation. I was like, I know, but like, I don't really want it. Anyway, I was like, listen, have a great day. She was like, okay, bye. Another spa member comes up to me 2 minutes later. And my colleague was very upset. with how you spoke to her. I was like, I spoke to her in no way bad at all.
Yeah.
And I explained that. I was just like, I just said, thank you, I'm fine. And she was like, all right, well, she'd like to offer you 50% off the spa. And I was like, will you leave me alone? I was like, just go away. And there was so many things. So I was like, do you know what? I'll have to complain. And I did.
Yes!
And tell you part two of the holiday after Olivia Rodrigo.
Amazing.
I'm just telling you that I'm back from my holidays now. And it was a lovely holiday. Me and Pippa really enjoyed it. But the place itself wasn't great. Wasn't managed well.
And you were so excited because it was a 5-star you paid off for months.
A room was on a building site. You know, there was very, very tough to get pool beds. And then I kind of had an argument with two spa girls. Like two girls who worked in the spa who kept trying to... And I just said, no, thanks, I'm fine. And she was like, I'm just having a conversation with you. And then I was like, oh, sorry. Well, then, hi, how are you? The other one came up that my colleague was very upset. Like, just be nice. And I was like, I was perfectly nice. I was like, I'm sitting here with my girlfriend Pippa, and I was like, Pippa wouldn't let me be rude to someone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She'd be like, you're being rude. And I turned to Pippa, I was like, was I rude? She was like, not at all.
Well, there you go.
So I sent an email to the hotel, and I was just like, by the way, you put us on a building site, and we didn't say anything. I was like, two, it's very hard to get a seat by the pool. And three, now you have this bad people coming up to me, giving out to me, telling me to be nice. And I was like, well, I was perfectly nice. They rang me. They said, we are so sorry. That will never happen again. And we would like you to move room to an upgraded room.
Oh, baby!
So I got a room with a pool.
Oh, go on, my son.
Midway through the holiday. So we had to pack up all our stuff, go into the another room.
Perfect.
And so there was 4 days left. We had 4 days of our own.
I was wondering, because I saw on your Insta stories where people were swimming in this pool and it looked like a real private pool, like
it
in the
room. It was a private pool. Do you know the best thing about it? There was no Brits in the pool. Oh.
Happy bleeding day.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. Score weekly winning deals from McDonald's. Available exclusively on Just Eat.
I am sorry as well. I know it sounds so privileged to be like, I can't believe you went to a five-star resort and he complained. But lads, if you went, honestly, I kept thinking, if my mother was here, she would have gone mental.
Yeah.
She would have left.
Yeah. But this is the thing. You made such a point about being like, it just costs so much money, it better be unreal. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But
I have a question. Do you know the way they rang you to apologise?
Yeah.
Did you then have to go to reception being like, hi, it was me who complained and I'm the ones getting the upgrade?
I did. It was really tough. It was a really tough point, low point in my life.
It's wrapping up the Naughty Threesome this Friday, courtesy of Marty Guilfoyle in the mix, doing a hip hop mix every single Friday. Nelly and Ride With Me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Is that for us? Like just for us? Well, or is he going to do that for Steve K as well?
It's a special treat on a Friday for Steve K as well, which I think so Steve is delighted about.
Two mixes?
He does, yeah. Okay. He's busy. He came in to cover you thinking, this could be a bit of crack, and he got lamped with loads of extra work.
tricky. He's so positive though. He'd be like, yeah man, no problem.
He actually was yesterday a bit like, oh yeah, that's today, I need to do that. Right. He still was smiling through it, but you could see inside he was like, damn it.
Yeah.
The Naughty Threesome back with Steve today, and this, for the final time this week, we're playing the Tricky 10. We were just chatting to Sean off the air, who's ready to go. You're not really feeling it today, are you? Just bit of a rainy, miserable morning.
It's just the rain, I think.
It's so annoying.
But
like,
it is
we're in
Friday.
June. But it's June. Yeah, it shouldn't be rainy like this.
But it is Friday. Any plans for the weekend, Sean?
I have my best mate's little fella's christening, so.
Nice.
What's the crack for you for the day anyway, Sean, before you go to your mate's
kids christening?
The rest of my Friday is go to work, make it through the day, and then enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Nice.
Do you know what? You're the kind of energy that I'd say Dave loves.
I do.
I love it.
I was thinking, I was like, this is my kind of guy.
Yeah.
What do you do for work, Sean?
Fix coffee machines.
You go, man. Coffee machines.
Well, you might as well get in here, because we might as well move in here, because they break every second day.
You're like a superhero to many, Sean. Welcome on in to the Tricky 10, Sean. How do you do when you play this in the car when you're listening?
Sometimes I'm very good and sometimes I'm very, very bad.
Very Mourinho of you. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe. But listen, I think hopefully you will do well today. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. So if you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess. Don't pass it. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, which is today, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Westlife at the 3 Arena in September. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we'll give you €2,000.
Sean, I don't mean to make judgments about you, because I don't know you very well, but from the minute or so we've been talking, I feel like you wouldn't be too bothered about going to Westlife, would you?
I would actually love to go to
Westlife. Oh, he's a man full of surprises.
Never judge him.
I would actually love to go to Westlife.
Oh,
I would
then.
As well, to be fair, Sean. I think it'd be
so
deadly.
Fun.
Well, in order for you to go to Westlife, you have to beat Becky's score, which is 8 in 55 seconds. Do you think it's possible?
I think so. Okay.
I'm actually looking at these questions in front of me, Sean, and I've been giving Callum a bit of grief about his questions lately. These are very fair,
okay.
I think. All right. Here we go. We're going to count you in. Take
best
a
luck,
big,
Sean.
Deep breath. Let's do this thing. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Complete the name of this White Stripes song. What Nation Army?
7.
In time zones, Athens in Greece is how many hours ahead of Ireland?
2.
What is 50% of 10?
5.
How many FIFA World Cups has Cristiano Ronaldo played in?
6.
Complete this name of this film starring Nicolas Cage and Joaquin Phoenix. What millimetre?
4.
Oxygen Festival was held in Ireland how many times?
8.
In what secondary school year do students sit their junior cert?
3rd.
U2 teamed up with Mary J. Blige for a song called What Number?
1.
Tala is in the postcode Dublin 20 what?
4.
And how many letters are there in the word narcissist?
10.
Spectacular. Spectacular.
I actually have no idea how he did. It sounded good to me, but I couldn't keep score because I was so focused on the questions. Let's tot them up. How are you feeling after that? Sorry.
Good.
You're feeling good.
Sean, very, very confused.
Did you have numbers 1 to 10 written down, and were you ticking them off?
No.
There's nothing wrong with that if you did that. We're just wondering because you were on the ball.
Oh, you were doing that. That's a clever way to do it.
It's really smart. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's tot them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
No! Oh my God, no!
Oh. All right, Sean. Let's see what you got wrong. Complete the name of this film starring Nicolas Cage and Joaquin Phoenix. What millimeter? I've never heard of this movie. It was 8 millimeter, but you said 4.
Do you know
four.
What? I would say these movies that come up on this don't do very highly on the IMD. They just happen to be movies that have a number as a title.
And then Oxygen Festival was held in Ireland how many times? I couldn't believe this. It was 9 times. You said 8, though, unfortunately. 2004 to 2011, and then the last one in 2013, so they skipped 2012.
See, this is where we're at. You scored an 8, but so did Becky an hour ago. She scored 8 and 55 seconds, and the rule on this game is it's the first player on with the score, isn't it, when it comes to the end of week prize?
But it goes down to time as well. It does. So I've checked the tapes and I reviewed the tapes, and Becky maxed out her time. She maxed out the 55 seconds.
Yes.
Sean got the answer in for Narcissist just before the buzzer at 54.20.
No!
Sean!
So Sean is
Oh my god! Oh, Becky, I'm sorry. I know you're going to go mad, but Sean, congratulations!
You're off to Westlife!
Yes!
All together now. Una bapa, baby, please.
Oh my God. Oh,
brilliant.
Unbelievable,
I'm
Sean.
So happy for you.
Congratulations. Well done. I can't wait for a VAR on that one to just hear the tiny little gap that you got it in. Unbelievable, Sean. Well done. Congratulations. You're off to Westlife. Have a fantastic weekend.
You don't mind the rain now, do you?
No, that's my day. I'll
tell you
that.
See you later, sir. Have a great weekend.
Good luck, Sean.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Bye. Okay, just have a look at the VAR then. So clip one is Becky an hour ago, right? Just to be 100% sure that we're fair on this. Callum, what are you saying?
No, clip one is just, it's just Sean, it's just his question.
Oh, okay. On. And how many letters are there in the word narcissist?
10.
So he says 10 and then it goes right after.
What's clip two then, Callum? Talk to us.
That's the shorter clip just to make sure that we are all legit.
Okay. Yeah.
He says it. He did it in 54.2 seconds. Becky was outside of the 55 seconds. If we had the timer running, it was nearly 58, but we stop it at 55.
Aren't we very good that even when the timer goes, we still allow them to answer?
I think that's fair, though.
It's very nice of us.
It is sound. It is. No, well done, Sean, and well done, Becky. Hold your head up high. You did so well this morning. If you want to play the Tricky 10 on Monday, some serious prizes to go on that, including, obviously, the €2,000. Message us the word tricky to get on Monday morning. I love that. The bar is just so on the floor. I like it when you're nice to me. Like,
I know.
Yeah. It's kind of basic, isn't it? Come on. Stella Lefty and Boston on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's going on? Cash machine's going off today, by the way. It's huge. 307 grand to go later on this afternoon. We'll give
you
all the details
who
soon.
We were?
What do you mean?
You were like, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I kind of forgot everything that was happening in the whole world there for a millisecond. Does your brain ever just go and it just kind of switched off and then it came back to life and I was like, oh, I'm here, I'm at work.
Power down.
Yeah, like power
back
just
up.
Died there for a second. I was like when the computer screen just glitches. No, speaking of the cash machine, and the cash machine's on my brain at the moment because it's so much money and you can't help, and I'm sure you listening are the exact same, when you hear us talk about such a huge amount of money, you just start daydreaming about what you do with it.
Your life would just be better with this money.
It would just be so much better.
People like to pretend that money doesn't buy happiness. Those people don't have money.
Ever since my sister was like 11 and my parents, you know, trying to instill really good things in us, like, you know, money doesn't buy happiness. It does, you know, you have to do what you love and all that. Since my sister was about 7, she was like, yeah, I think it does though.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong, mom and dad. I love doing fun things. No, but here's the thing, and the reason I'm so thinking about how this money would change things if I ever were to win it, which obviously I can't, is I would not be doing what I have to do today, which is the job I hate the most, ringing around to sort out my car insurance.
No.
Because it's about to expire at the very start of July. Now, Dave, I know that you did this recently and you saved you huge... You were singing the praises of ringing around.
I have to kind of like put a little moment away for myself to be like, okay, at this time next week I will sit on my bed and ring around people.
You have to mentally prepare.
I couldn't believe it because I got my quote, like they emailed me with my renewal quote and I was like, that's just too expensive. So I rang a place and they were like, oh, we can do it for half that, and I was like, unreal. I rang another place, they were like, we'll do it for half that, and I was like, alright.
So is it a positive experience?
It depends though, like it's not like they're not in competition with each other. It just so happened that the one I went to,
we're
they sound. were like, oh, it's not that expensive.
Honestly, see, if I was rich, there's certain things I just would never do anymore because I would just love other people to do it for me. And I realise the laziness, and it's all just in a dream world that will never be my reality. But I would never sort my own car insurance again. I just hate it.
Would you have an insurance? Or sorry, would you have an assistant?
That's the thing, yeah. And I just catch up with them once a week, Bill. Anything I need to know, all good. I'm paying my tax okay. I'm insured when I drive the car. Great, thank you so much.
I'd love that if someone like read my emails.
I clean my house myself. I've no like airs or graces about that kind of stuff. But life admin, I would definitely hire someone. My tax return, even though I do have an accountant, so I'm so scared to do it myself in case I end up in jail. Even the phone call when you have to spend half an hour going through things once a year, being like, just have a question about that money there.
Yeah.
I never want to do that again.
I still can't believe you have an accountant. You're so grown up.
Oh, it's so boring. It's so boring. Updating your driver's license. I had to drive out to some random place about a year ago to get a new photo taken and apply. I just didn't enjoy anything about the experience.
Getting my license and being like, oh, it expires in 2027. That's not a real year.
Yeah.
And that's coming up next year.
It's a horrible job. Oh.
I don't even know what to do. What do you do? You have to go somewhere.
You have to go somewhere and get a new picture done. It's really official. It reminds me, it's like a turbo NCT centre.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, Speaking of the NCT, not something I would ever do myself again. I don't enjoy anything about the NCT centre.
No, awful experience.
You know, it's not nice.
This all sounds like jobs that I love doing.
But honestly, if I was rich, Callum, if I won the lotto tomorrow, and I could, say I won like the Euro Millions and like hundreds and hundreds of million, I would sort all of us out, right? We'd probably still come in and do the show because it's a bit of crack or whatever and we love it. But I would definitely hire you as my personal assistant.
I love filling out forms.
You'd do it for free.
I actually would. Like, I love applying for a passport. There's something that I love doing about that. I've never had to do car insurance, but I think I'd
honestly,
love
if you
that.
Ever get in the road, if that ever happens, it's because you really want the.
You won't like. You'll be ringing around the thing, and no one will insure them.
Yeah,
be like, all right, grand. It's a thousand euro,
actually,
please.
They were offering me 45 cent less on the other place.
Anything you can do for me?
Updating my LinkedIn. I would pay someone to.
That's such a good one.
All the things that I do that, you know, the people say, you should be sharing those things you did in the show this week. Absolutely not. Who has the time? I hate LinkedIn. It frightens me. I'd get someone else to do that for me.
Pippa is non-stop uploading her, updating her LinkedIn. Every time I go on, she's a new update. I'm like, will you just stop?
And I see you kind of commenting as well, just be like, so proud of you. And this is amazing. That man does not have those words in his vocabulary.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Good man.
I repost her stuff.
Setting up a pension. And sorting out how to get access to the one that I finished up with about 10 years ago. There's some money in there. I don't know how.
I haven't figured that out yet either.
I don't even want to know. I don't want to know. Can someone else just do that for me?
That's 66-year-old's me problem.
Yeah.
66-year-old
they
me's
say
problem.
Weird words like, that'd be in a bond from when you left that company 10 years ago. I'm like, well, how do I access
that
bond? What
is drawing down?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
And finally, if I was really rich, I'd never want to hear the word. It makes me sick even thinking about it because I never know where it is. And then I get really scared. Logbook.
Oh, God.
I don't want to know anything about a logbook. A logbook is none of my business.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's the only thing? This little decrepit piece of paper is the only thing that is certifies that car is mine.
It is nuts that we have so much to do. Even though, like, we passed the test. Let us just drive the car.
Exactly.
Why do we have to insure it? Why do we have to tax it? Why do we have to get a license renewal? I still look like that.
Exactly.
That's
Thank
still
you.
Me.
Thank you. Anyway, think of me as I go ahead and make those phone calls today.
Best
and you might never have to do those jobs again if you win the cash machine. Welcome on in to the music game that still has no name. Woo. So we call it the music game with no name. Let's see if Dave and Callum actually listen to the music that they claim to love listened to quite a bit. They don't. But for the purpose of the game, let's see if they listen to the songs. Okay, Callum had a win last week on this, Dave.
From home.
Man.
Thank you.
Is that two wins?
Two wins. It sounds rich. Who did a great job while I was away?
I didn't mean it to sound that bad, but yeah.
Two wins ever for poor Callum, who swore this would be the game
for
him.
I thought this would be for me.
Okay, let's kick this off. Dave, into round one for you, sir. In Sam Smith's song Unholy, where did Daddy leave his kids?
Daddy leave his kids at the garage?
He left his kids at home, Dave.
Do you know what? Fair play, because I was going to say the body shop. That's another lyric.
That would be totally the worst, most inappropriate thing ever if he was actually leaving the kids at the body shop as well. Okay, over to Callum. In Harry Styles' song Late Night Talking, he says, nothing really goes to plan. And he gives some examples. Tell me, please, what happens to her toe?
What an
know what? It's just the way you word these questions. They're just so bizarre.
If you've never heard this game before, this game is meant to be about missing lyrics or a question about a song. Missing toes?
Nothing really goes to plan. He gives examples. What happens to her toe?
It falls off.
Nothing really goes to plan. Stub your toe, break your can. Doesn't fall off.
It just stubs. You could have been more realistic there now. Come on. What happens to a toe? Dave, we move into round two for you in Bruno Mars' song, Finesse. He says...
Slow down now. Because we're going too fast. So...
He's tender. He was in Devitt's last night.
I was.
He's still in Devitt's in mind.
This is not a game for someone who was on Camden Street last night. Okay, what song is it? Bruno Mars.
Finesse. Yeah. You got me dripping in finesse. Yeah. He says, you can blame it on his confidence or blame it on her what?
Oh, is it like tight dress or something?
Measurements.
I was looking for there, pal, I'm afraid. Guys, this is a bloody disaster.
Yeah,
so
it is. It's so tough. This
Do you remember when this game was great when she made the questions really easy?
Yeah, it was fun then. Go back
to that. I thought that this was really straightforward this morning, but anyway. Callum, in the 1975 song The Sound.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going back to in this song from 1975.
No. You know, I want to know when you're around.
Matty Healy.
He says he knows when you're around because he knows the sound of your what.
I'm not even going to faff with that because this is an easy one.
Oh, do you have it?
Your heart.
Your heart.
Yes.
I didn't get that in my head. I was just like, the sound, it's the sound again.
It also helped that Emma sang the song as well, and I thought she was going to finish the lyric.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Okay, into round three. Dave, can you claw it back here? I went for a gig. An artist is playing a gig you're going to in the next few weeks, trying to be sound. We're going very classic on this. In Maroon 5's She Will Be Loved, what age is the beauty queen? What? Opening lyric. Oh. Opening lyric of the song.
She was a beauty queen.
18.
Oh no, that's not the song.
Beauty queen of only 18.
Oh, I totally guessed that.
What a fluke.
Amazing.
Unreal.
Score on the door, Callum. You could take the win here.
Yeah.
Another classic track for you. This time it's from Sandy Thom and her big track Punk Rocker.
You know, your favourite song.
Yeah.
You have the song in your head?
Yeah.
Okay. She says, she mentions 2 years that revolution was in the air.
Yeah.
Name one of the years.
Oh, I can hear it. Guess. It was 69. I didn't think.
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69.
Yeah! He's done a lap. He's done a lap. A victory lap. Three wins. Look at you.
Wow. I broke my headphones in the process.
Well done. Nice.
Who knew 69 would win the quiz?
I never would have got. I don't even know what that song is when you said it.
Who knew that 69 would win the quiz for Callum? We love it.
All right, we have time. Do
the tiebreaker. Okay, the tiebreaker would
be Ed
Sheeran. Okay. In Ed Sheeran's Castle on the Hill, he's listening to a certain song when he's driving down those country lanes. What's the song?
Oh, David, it's an Elton John song. I'm pretty sure.
Tiny Dancer?
Oh, Tiny Dancer, yeah, that's it.
Tiny Dancer.
Hey, who do we give the point to there if there was to be? Because you said Elton John and you gave the answer, Callum.
Well, I gave the answer, so I would take the... That is a great Ed Sheeran song. Why did that song not get played as much as all the others?
Oh, it did. He released Shape of You and Castle on the Hill on the exact same day.
I worked on a radio station and they were all having a meltdown. I played them within like 10 minutes of each other.
Yeah, it was
but
crazy
Shape
time.
Of You took the applause.
It did.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.